Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
I said that young people needed a movement that they could take ownership, and that's originally what Rocks for Life was, and what Stand True is now. It's their movement. They're the ones who do the work. When I have interns that come in here, they're not just making copies and making coffee and running errands. They are involved highly in all of the everyday projects that we do, whether it be our social media stuff, whether it be creating new events like Pro-Life Day of Solidarity or stuff like that. I think for us, and what I wanted to do, is I wanted to reach the young people where they're at and create a movement that they can take ownership of. And to me, that's what's created such great, amazing young people in this movement. And it's something that I think that we need to also understand that, yeah, like you said, with the internet, these kids are not stupid. They know what's going on. They know what's out there. Unless you have them in homeschooled and never talk to a single person outside of your parish or your church, they know what's going on out there. And I think being honest with them and having good, frank conversations that are appropriate is the way to reach them and the way to get them excited about stuff, and then give them something to do. Don't just tell them to be against abortion, but give them something they can do to get involved with, like the March for Life. I think the March for Life, it ignites so many young people when they go there, and there are around 400,000 people that agree with them. I think that gives them a lot of courage and a lot of energy in this movement.
And so is the approach one of, okay, here are the facts, here is the humanity of the unborn, and here is your responsibility in terms of how you conduct yourself? Or is it more of, talking about relationships and talking about abstinence and waiting for marriage? Where's the emphasis as you approach young people? I think sometimes, you know, we understand it's not necessarily just information that they're looking for. They're really looking for wisdom and direction.
Yeah. You know, I take a logic-based approach rather than like a deep philosophical approach. I just present them with the facts, show them what's going on. It's like, Kim, have you ever seen a little kid when they look at the fetal models or something? They know immediately that's a baby. They know.
It's a baby.
And
I've
always felt that was so amazing that my two-year-old can look at an ultrasound and say, baby, and adults can't figure that out. And so I think it's that simple, basic approach. Just show them the facts. And the young people, they know that. And I think, too, you know, when it comes down to talking about abstinence and chastity and stuff, so many people are afraid to use the word sex. Like, it's just like they're afraid that if they say that word, that it's just going to corrupt. We need to be able to have a conversation with young people that teaches them that sex is a beautiful, wonderful thing in the way that it was created, in the way that it was given to us by God. And not just this ugly taboo thing that we don't want to tell you about till you're 25. And I think that sometimes we've had that mentality of like, well, let's just never talk about it, and then it'll never happen. I'm sorry, that's just not the truth. And I think if we can talk about it in a healthy way and talk about the positive aspects of it, it's something that does so much better with our young people.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.